Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey. PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show. So many people right now are wondering, you know, where do we go from here?
Hey, it's David, and you're listening to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, your source for practical leadership inspiration, tools, and strategies you can use to achieve transformational results without sacrificing your humanity or your mind in the process.
Glad you could be with us for this show. I'm going to keep this one pretty quick. I'm recording while we are waiting to find out the results of the U.S. election here. And so by the time you listen to it, it may be known. It may be in upheaval, might be contested. Who knows what's going to happen? What I do know for sure is that even today, as it has been for a long while, the majority of the time that people spend with one another is spent at work. People spend more time with the folks at work than they do with their own families. And that the future that we're going to have as a people is going to be one that's crafted one relationship at a time. And most of those relationships are going to happen at work. And so I don't want to distract you from your KPIs and the work that you have to do and that your team exists to achieve. But I do want to call us back to the leadership role that each of us plays as we bring people together to achieve a common goal. So many people right now are wondering, you know, where do we go from here with a country that's so divided and in media and social media and all the things that ramp up disagreements and polarize and make discussion difficult. What do we do? And I'm not going to pretend that I have a great answer for that. I definitely think that listening at a deep level to one another is vital, and avoiding labels and really getting underneath and learning the truth about one another's concerns and one another's interests, and that they're not always what we think they are. That said, part of the way we get to know one another are through our relationships at work. And so as a leader, what are you doing to bring about respect, listening to one another's opinions, and areas of shared interest, namely the goals that you have as a team? And the work that we do there, the work that you do there, matters. You know, when Karen and I set out to write Courageous Cultures, we had no idea, obviously, how the world was going to change. We started writing it 3 years ago, doing the initial research. And that was before the pandemic and all of these things. And it was clear that the nature of work was shifting and that to stay competitive, businesses would need every person to be solving problems, contributing productive ideas, and improving life for your customers. But if the pandemic can remind us of anything, it's that our future is one we're going to build together. Our interconnectedness fills the headlines every morning if we look for it. I love this quote from Mary Oliver. She says, "There's no decency or sense in honoring one thing or a few things and then closing the list. The pine tree, the leopard, the Platte River, and ourselves, we are at risk together, or we are on our way to a sustainable world together. We are each other's destiny." We're at risk together or on our way together. That's true for your team, but it's also true beyond your work. With every interaction and every decision, you're building the future. And the only way to build a future that's going to work for everyone is to include everyone, to include every voice. So when we talk about a courageous culture, we mean one in which everyone speaks up to solve problems, to improve the customer and employee experience, and is consistently contributing their best thinking. The paradox of that courageous culture is that it requires less courage from individuals. When speaking up is just what we do, it doesn't feel as risky for any one person to do it. But getting there can take quite a bit of courage. It requires you to get vulnerable, to listen deeply, to show the courage to acknowledge where the way you were thinking about something or how your solution might not be accurate. It requires the vulnerability and courage to change your thinking in light of new evidence. So as you're considering the road ahead, I want to invite you to ask your team the courageous questions, questions that risk genuine answers. Listen deeply to their responses, model what that listening looks like, and dare to look beyond the comfortable answers, because you're not going to find the future there. We need your leadership. We need your team's wisdom. Because if it wasn't already clear enough before all of this, we are each other's destiny.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.